Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Hi, in this demonstration I'm actually going to show you how to turn off using VoiceOver the trackpad commander, which allows you to use gestures with a multi-touch trackpad on a MacBook. Some of my callers on the Vision Australia help desk actually don't like it, so I'm actually going to show you how to turn it off. So first of all, I'm actually going to turn it on because I've actually got mine currently turned off. So I'm going to hold down VO, which is Control and Option, and do a two-finger rotate as if I was turning a dial on the actual trackpad itself. So VO and then two-finger rotate.
Trackpad commander on.
Okay, so that's on now. And then if I was to touch the trackpad, it would start talking to me, so I'm touching it now.
Cancel button, help button, cancel button.
Okay, and I've got a dollar box on the screen, so how about I actually just double tap the cancel button with one finger.
You are press list view.
And I just got rid of that dollar box on the screen. So my trackpad command is now active, which means if you had a sighted friend who wanted to use the trackpad for normal mouse control, they wouldn't be able to do it properly. So the way to turn it off is to hold down VO and do a two-finger rotate to the left. So I'm doing that now. VO, Control Option, and two-finger rotate to the left, or anti-clockwise.
Trackpad commander off.
Now, if you can't get those gestures, there is another way to actually turn it off. So let's do our VO F8 to go to VoiceOver Utility. And if that doesn't work, it probably means you've got your function keys set to hardware. So in that case, hold down your function key as well. So we're doing VO, Control Option, and F8 to bring up VoiceOver Utility.
Opening VoiceOver, VoiceOver Utility, Window, VoiceOver Utility, Utility Categories, Table, One Row Selected, Column, 1 of 1, General, Has Keyboard Focus.
And so let's interact with that list.
Interact with Utility Categories, Table.
And we want to go down to Commanders, so I'll press C for Commanders.
Commanders.
And then we'll uninteract.
Stop interacting with Utility Category.
Now, that interact and uninteract commands, the interact commands actually shift VO down arrow, and to uninteract, it's actually shift VO up arrow. Okay, so we're on the commanders category. Let's do VO right arrow.
Trackpad, selected tab 1 of 3.
Now, that's already selected. If it wasn't selected, I'd just press VO spacebar to select it and
numpad,
keep going.
Tab 2 of 3. Keyboard, tab 3 of 3.
I'm just pressing VO right arrow.
Enable trackpad commander, uncheck checkbox.
Okay, and it's currently says it's unchecked because I just turned it off previously. With that
you are
VO
currently on it.
Left rotate. So I press VO spacebar to turn it on.
Check, enable trackpad commander, checkbox.
And you heard the bleep from the machine. I'll turn it off again with VO spacebar.
Unchecked, enable trackpad commander, checkbox.
And it's now turned off. So if I close down VoiceOver Utility with command Q to quit.
Finder, window.
And hit the control key to shut up VoiceOver. And now if I touch my trackpad.
System UI server.
It's actually going to keep talking because now what's happening is the mouse pointer
your contact
is, being,
is, unavailable.
Is being spoken by VoiceOver. And that voice then was just my Skype going off. Okay, so basically you can turn VoiceOver trackpad command on and off if you don't want to use gestures on the trackpad with VO anti-clockwise or left two-finger rotate to turn it on, VO right or clockwise two-finger rotate, or you can go to VoiceOver Utility, go to Commanders, select trackpad, and then uncheck the checkbox that says trackpad commander to turn it off, or check it to turn it on. So there we have it. If you need any more assistance on how to use the trackpad or anything else to do with the Macintosh, or the iPhone for that matter, please contact the Adaptive Technology Services at Vision Australia's Help Desk on 1300 847 466. Bye.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.